Appreciate the opportunity to be in the house of God tonight. The scripture says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. So we need the help of the Lord tonight. My wife and I were newly married. And I wanted to find a house to buy. Can you hold it closer to your mouth? So I asked the man the price for the house. But he didn't want to tell me the price. He says, why do you want to know the price? How much can you afford to pay every month? Well, I want to tell you, if I am going to buy a house, I want to know the price, don't you? But for some reason, that man did not want me to know the price. If I'm going to make a decision about my eternal soul, I want to know the price. But there is someone that does not want you to know the price. He wants to keep the price hidden. And he just wants to know, how much can you give me every month? I want to tell you that there is a price for sin. But sin also has some rewards. Eve wanted to be able to taste that fruit. Wanted to be able to taste the fruit. Because she knew there was a reward. The serpent said, you will be wise like gods. So sin does have a reward, doesn't it? Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, the king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs. Because it is near my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the words which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken him. Verse 4. Verse 5. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread?
Vino a él su mujer Jezabel y le dijo, ¿por qué está tan decaído tu espíritu y no comes?
And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money.
Él respondió porque hablé con la voz de el rey y le dije que me diera su viña por dinero.
Verse 7. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry.
Versículo 7. Y su mujer Jezabel le dijo, Eres tú ahora rey sobre Israel, levántate y come y alégrate. Yo te daré la viña de Naboth de Israel.
And I will give you the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite. So Jezebel had Naboth killed.
Entonces Jezabel hizo que Naboth fuera asesinado.
And we move on down to verse 15. King say. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth.
Cuando Jezabel oyó que Naboth había sido apedreado y muerto, dijo a Acab, Levántate y toma la viña de Naboth de Israel.
Verse 16, And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it.
16, oyendo a Acab que Naboth era muerto,
Sin has rewards, doesn't it? The king was able to take the vineyard of his neighbor. By having his neighbor killed. David receive some moments of pleasure. The scripture says the woman was very beautiful to look upon. I want to tell you tonight, there is a reward for living in sin. And David received his reward. Judas betrayed Jesus and he received a reward. He received 30 pieces of silver. But I want to tell you that there's also a price to pay for sin. Have you thought about the price that Eve paid for her sin? Eve lost paradise.
Eva perdió paraíso.
Did you know there were no graveyards in the Garden of Eden? Because no one died.
Porque nadie había muerto, nadie moría.
There were no poisonous snakes to worry about.
No había serpientes venenosas para...
No thorns to go into your foot. It was a great loss that she, this price that she paid. And the day came that she saw her dead son who had been murdered. I want to tell you the price for sin is very high. Let us look at the price that Ahab paid. Continuing in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17. The word of the Lord came to Elisha the Tishbite saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord. Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord. In the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine. Sin comes at a very high price. David caused a man that was innocent to be killed. He was a man that had virtue. A man that was loyal to the king. What an awful sin to send this loyal soldier out to be killed. So God sent the prophet of the Lord to King David. David, I want to tell you a story. David, I want to tell you a story. We're not reading. We're talking about David now. I'm not reading. I'm not. There was a rich man that had many animals. And there was a poor man that had one lamb. A visitor came to sit at the table of the rich man. But he wouldn't take one of his many animals. Instead, he took the one lamb of the poor man. And he killed it to give to his guest. David was angry and said, Surely that man will die. And the prophet said, You are the man. Didn't I give you, the Lord says, didn't I give you all that you needed? Sin comes at a very high price. And the Lord said that you have given the enemies of the Lord great cause to blaspheme the Lord. Judas paid a high price as well. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27 and verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of all the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed and went and hanged himself. Sin has a reward. But when we see the price that we have to pay for sin, the reward no longer means anything. I remember several years ago, Brother Paul and some of the brethren and I went to Granja Penal. There we saw a young man who was in prison for murder. And I asked this young man, how is it that you got to this place in life? So he told me his story. He said, I decided to get saved. I quit drinking and smoking. I planned to get saved on Sunday. Saturday evening, I sat down at the gambling table with another man. Con otro hombre. He had been drinking and started a small argument with me. He got up. He got up and hit me. I hit him back. He picked up a stool and raised it up to hit me. And then I remembered the knife that was in my belt. And while his arms were raised up to bring the stool down on me, I reached and I put the knife in his chest. He was surprised. He wiped his hand across the injury on his chest. And then he turned and ran away. He dropped down under the house. And he died. It all happened so quickly. The young man was telling me this story that day. And he took his shirt and he was wiping the tears from his eyes. He had run from the police for a while. But then he gave himself up. This happened here in Palatili. This man paid a very high price for his sin. And the man that was there drinking and gambling with him paid a high price too. But he also left a boy, a little boy with no father. Did you know that when we commit sin, it hurts other people too? This little boy, I remember being in the mission house many times. And when I heard the news in the States, and I knew when I heard that this was this little boy's father, my heart was very heavy for the little boy. How do you explain to a little boy? You don't have a daddy anymore. Because the price of sin is so high. You know, sin is fun. It's fun getting drunk. It's fun gambling. It's fun listening to the music.
escuchando la música.
But I want to tell you there's a very high price for sin. I want you to think for a moment tonight about time.
Yo quiero que ustedes piensen por un momento sobre el tiempo.
Maybe you remember a line from mathematics.
Tal vez usted se acuerda de
línea.
Una línea en las matemáticas.
We draw a line to look like this.
Nosotros hacemos una línea así.
There is an arrowhead on both ends.
Es una flecha en los dos lados de la línea.
What this means is the line goes forever in this direction.
Lo que significa esto es que la línea continúa para siempre en esta dirección.
And the line goes forever in this direction.
Continúa para siempre en otra dirección.
This line represents how long God lasts.
Esta línea representa cuánto tiempo dura Dios.
The scripture says he is from everlasting to everlasting.
Dice la escritura que él es de siempre.
But we can represent the age of the world with a part of a line.
Pero nosotros podemos representar la edad del mundo con una parte de una línea.
The earth is about 6,000 years old.
La tierra tiene como 6,000 años.
We read about this part here in Genesis 1 and 1.
Nosotros leemos sobre esta parte aquí en Génesis 1 y 1.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
En el principio, Dios creó el cielo y la tierra.
So the earth has a beginning.
Entonces la tierra tiene un principio.
And if we read in 2 Peter chapter 3,
y si nosotros leemos en 2 de Pedro capítulo 3,
we read about a day that the world will come to an end.
Nosotros leemos sobre un día cuando el mundo va a terminar.
You notice there's an end to this line.
Puedes ver que hay un fin de esta línea.
If we had to draw a line to represent your life,
si nosotros tuviéramos que hacer una línea para representar nuestras vidas,
we might draw a line that looks like this.
Nosotros haríamos una línea que sería así.
It looks short, doesn't it?
Sería corta, ¿verdad?
And then some people, maybe their line is like this.
Tal vez alguna persona, la línea de ellas es así.
Oh, so sad, he died young. The scripture says that it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. I want to show you one more symbol, mathematical symbol. This is called a ray. Ray, like the ray that comes of light comes from the sun. This ray has a beginning.
Este rayo tiene principio.
But it has no end.
Pero tiene fin.
It keeps going forever.
Continúa para siempre.
That is like the human soul.
Así es el alma humana.
God breathed breath into humans.
Dios
gave Adam the breath of life.
Le dio a Adán el suspiro de la vida.
And he became a living soul.
Y él llegó a ser un alma viviente.
And that soul will live on forever and ever.
Y esa alma vivirá para siempre y para siempre.
Now I want to talk about time and the price of sin.
Quiero hablar sobre el tiempo y el precio del pecado.
People live like they're going to live on forever.
La gente vive como que se van a vivir para siempre.
Like that there will never come an end to their sins.
Como que nunca va a terminar sus pecados.
But there is coming a day that the sin is going to end. And I want you to consider the price that you're going to have to pay for your sin. Because your soul will live on into eternity forever. There is a very rich man from Mexico. One of the richest men in the world. I think his name is Carlos. He has billions of dollars. Is that worth losing your soul?
¿Mereces perder usted su alma? ¿Por eso?
What if you could have all the pleasure in the world? Never pain, but just pleasure after pleasure after pleasure. And any pleasure you want, it was yours. Would it be worth losing your soul? I want you to consider how long eternity is. If you had $1 billion and you were able to enjoy $1 for every year of eternity, how much money would you have at the end of eternity? It's not worth it, is it? All the pleasure that we can get in life, when we compare that to how long eternity is, really it is nothing. Have you considered how long you will have to suffer for one sin? If you tell one lie and you lose your soul in hell, how long will you suffer for one lie? 100 years? 1 million years? No matter how many sins, the time that you suffer just keeps going on and on. Some people think it's worth it to go to hell. And they're not considering that eternity is so long. Ahab not only lost his own life, but it says that Jehu went in and killed all his house. Sin also affects our family. And sin comes at a very high price. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 9. The Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Verse 13, And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. When a sinner realizes the price that he has to pay for sin, the sinner will say the price is too high. When Eve saw her son there that had been killed by his brother, she realized the price is too high.
Ella se dio cuenta que el precio era demasiado alto.
Do you have sin in your life tonight?
¿Tienes de pecado en su vida esta noche?
I want to tell you there's a very high price that is coming.
Quiero decirles que hay un precio muy alto que viene.
But the song says Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. The Lord has paid the price for your sin tonight. The price is higher than you want to pay. I want to encourage you to come and accept Jesus' payment tonight. Satan doesn't want you to know how high the price is, that you may lose your family, that you may lose your wife, your husband, your health, your hope of heaven. He doesn't want you to realize that tonight. But I hope you realize the price is too high. Be like Cain and say, it is too much for me. Be like Judas and say, I want you to take your money back. And come accept the price that Jesus paid for your soul. Amen.